had a really good time last night.
I think you're just amazing. I actually got up early this morning when you were asleep, and I wrote you a little song. And I'd like to play it for you.
I'd love to hear it.
It's called The Perfect Girl. Wouldn't it be cool if when we're done having sex you leave?
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Look at the fun bags on that hole's helm.
You got a big mouth, you know?
I have a 40,000 tampon.
Sperm is a terrible thing to wait.
Good day, peoples, and welcome to the program. I have found several little comedy nuggets to share with you, but first, a little news from TheOnion.com.
The gay gene has been isolated and ostracized. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Scientists at Johns Hopkins University have isolated the gene that causes homosexuality in human males and quickly segregated it from normal heterosexual genes. Team leader, Dr. Norbert Reynolds.
We determined conclusively that we didn't want that faggot-ass gene to be part of our experiment.
Scientists then cornered the gene in the boys' locker room and beat it senseless. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at TheOnion.com.
Let me make myself perfectly clear. I in no way support gay gene bashing. Anyway, that being said, next up, I have some real audio from police dash cams. The video's not that good, but the audio came out perfectly. Check this out. This may be the drunkest woman ever.
Come here. Do you have any idea where you're at?
I'm on my house.
Wow. Was that English? Wow. You realize you are right smack in the middle of Waterloo Road.
Yeah.
Why don't you step over here so that these cars can get around you, okay, dear? Do you have an ID on you by any chance? You're going to have to start formulating some English words here to help me out, because I really have no idea what you got going on. What's your name?
Vonda.
I tell you, how about if you lean up against the car, because I think you're probably going to fall down again. Here, come up over here. All right. Any idea where you're at, what time it is, anything?
You're so funny.
Well, you are a friendly girl, aren't you?
Pretty, yeah.
You are friendly. That you're a lot of fun.
That's
I
hot.
Love y'all.
Well, good. I'd consider that a compliment if you weren't so intoxicated. What's your date of birth, dear?
5/23/66.
Have a phone number.
5/23/66.
That's your date of birth.
Oh, dear.
How about your phone number?
I love it. I gotta say, though, the best thing to come out of that clip is this drop.
I'm on my house.
Yeah, you'll be hearing that one again.
I'm on my house.
At least to me, there's nothing funnier than a redneck getting tased. In this next clip, this young man is on his way to the oyster shack in his tractor.
I'm just going down to the oyster shack, man.
Pour it out now.
Behind your back.
No.
Put your hand. Steve.
No, I'm not doing anything.
You're fixing to get lit up, Steve. Steve, you're fixing to get tased.
I'm not doing it.
I told you, man.
I knew my heart.
Come on. I told you.
I knew. God damn it, stop. I knew my heart. I knew my heart.
He knows his rights. And he grabbed his pants. All right, pickle lickers, this is the point in the program where I read the classic rock quote of the day, and you communicate your guesses via the VoiceOver Chameleon Audio Boo Facebook fan page or on Twitter at VO Chameleon. Here goes, and good luck. Bye, y'all. Hark, now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly.
Shut up!